Are you a woman of color who wants to take up space and own who she is, but people-pleasing and perfectionism's getting in the way? Let me tell you, you're in the right place. Welcome to Unapologetic AF. I'm your host, Raki Sachdev, empowerment and embodiment coach, and I'm obsessed with helping you deepen your relationship with your mind and body. Feel courageous to use your voice and give you the permission slip to choose yourself and your desires over everyone else's expectations. Are you ready to stop apologizing and disrupt the status quo? Let's get into today's juice. Hello and welcome to episode 4 of the Unapologetic AF podcast. I'm your host, Raki Sachdev, and today we're going to be talking about the connection between your people-pleasing and perfectionist tendencies and your relationship with your body. This episode is going to require some honest reflection, and you may want to take some notes whilst you listen. You may want to sit with parts of the episode, hit pause and come back, or of course, you can listen to it all and then just take some time to think about what I've said and offered up in this episode. Let's get into it, shall we? Okay, so with perfectionism, there will always be a root from where that behavior has stemmed from, most likely in your childhood. Thinking about your body through that lens, what you've learned about it, and therefore the relationship you now have with it, has most likely also stemmed from childhood, whether that be in the home or the wider societal messages and media influence of what an ideal, perfect body is and what you should be striving for, what guarantees success, confidence, fulfillment, love, acceptance. You may also have had just a mix of both. Whether you were consciously aware of it or not, and well, as a child, you haven't quite developed that awareness. Those messages start to infiltrate your psyche and develop into beliefs, which then form your behavior. So just thinking about what you experienced growing up, not just in the messages you were told, but also in what you observed, did the women in your life, be it your mum, aunties, sister, older cousins, grandmothers, overtly share things about their bodies that didn't sound accepting, empowering, and like they had a nurturing relationship with themselves? Did that almost sound like they were in the battlefield with their bodies? All of that influences you as a child in some way, okay? Now, I'm not a therapist, so we're not going to delve too deeply into the past, but it's really handy to just consider certain things and bring them to your awareness so that we can see what your relationship with your body is like now and where that's come from. Going back to this idea, this notion, this construct of perfectionism and linking that to your body, if perfectionism is a behavior you feel challenged by and it doesn't serve you and how you're living your life, but actually holds you back, let's just look at whether you believe the perfect body is something you need to have and is what you believe makes you worthy of love and acceptance. In episode 1, I talked about how perfectionist tendencies started with my body, and that behavior seeped into other areas of my life because being the perfect everything was what I thought would guarantee me love, acceptance, belonging with the close people around me. So I just want you to consider for a moment, what do you make it mean to have the perfect body? What do you believe that will give you? Also, we all have very different ideas of what perfect is. Let's just take a moment to recognize that. And that doesn't surprise me either, because the media, the societal message around the body is very fickle. You know, when I was growing up, it was very much the thin body, the slim body, no body fat kind of body. As time went on, it then became the athletic body, the strong body. And then it was kind of Kim Kardashian-esque, the hourglass body. Like, it's never been just one type of body that is deemed perfect, okay? Just thinking about what you believe is the perfect body. What do you believe that's going to give you? The reason I ask you is because those answers will be the same or similar to what you believe perfectionism will do for you in every other area of life. Whether that be in your creative practice, as a daughter, a friend, a sister, how you're showing up for your business, how you're showing up for the ideas you have. Perfectionism has many strands to it, but the one strand I want to focus on today is how it can very much be about controlling how people perceive you and their opinion of you, your body, the choices you've made for your life, and so forth. People pleasing and perfectionism are very much interlinked. When it comes to the perfect body, the want and desire for it can come down to just wanting to elicit a response from people, wanting to feel accepted by them. Now, I'm not in the business of making you feel wrong for wanting or needing that. We live in a world where women's weight and bodies are constantly scrutinized. And as women of color, you're also up against Eurocentric standards of beauty, where it's not really only about your body, but it's about your features, hair, and skin tone. They can all be othered in some way. Now, this Eurocentric standard can seep into the home, and family can project their own ideas of what you should look like and make flippant comments about your weight. Sometimes that being the first thing they say before actually asking how you are. Put your hand up if you've experienced that, because do you know what? I've just put both my hands up because I'm doing it for all of us in this moment. I feel like we've all experienced that. I feel like we've all experienced that. It's never just, how are you? It's, oh my God, you look so good. Oh my God, how did you lose that weight? Oh, you've put on a bit, haven't you? It's all said without realizing the consequence of those comments. It can be so tough. And if you're really like nodding along and just relating right now, I want you to offer yourself a hell of a lot of grace, because this shit isn't easy, okay? But at the same time, it's really important to make these links between people-pleasing, perfectionism, and the body, especially when these tendencies have then infiltrated your life in other ways and you feel like you can't move away from them. At the time that I was choosing to lose a lot of weight, at the very young, very tender age of 12, I kid you not, I received a lot of positive reinforcement for that. The same people who told me to lose weight were then commenting at how good I looked. Let me repeat that, I was 12. Can we just think about how young that is for a second? Now, that positive reinforcement for me was amazing. I'd gone from being told you need to lose weight to like, you look so good. So I wanted to continue feeling that love and acceptance. I kept going and I kept losing weight until it became a problem. I don't want to shy away from the fact that we do live in a world where there is a larger systemic issue at play here. Fat phobia, diet culture, they were all real things growing up, and they continue to be real things that are happening and making you feel like you have to adhere to this perfect standard in order to be seen as enough, as worthy, as accepted by society at large. Added layers on top of being a woman of color. All of it can really fuck you up. Like, let's not pretend. This need to please almost becomes this thing you just feel like you have to do to be accepted by the world, if we're thinking at a macro level. But it gets to a point with your body and how you show up for other areas in your life where you just have to ask yourself, can I really continue living this way when I just feel so exhausted, so unfulfilled, and in complete bondage to these external expectations that have been projected onto me? When you don't take the time to consider your relationship with your body and seek to find ways to connect with it on a deeper level than how it looks, you remain on this vicious hamster wheel of striving for perfection, striving to please others. Tendencies, which, as I have mentioned a few times in this episode, seep into every area and take you away from living in a way that feels really true to your values, what you want, what you really believe, and in a way that helps you see how valuable you are, worthy of respect and love from head to toe, from the inside all the way out, even without being perfect and pleasing everyone around you. As I've been saying quite a lot recently to friends and people around me, you wake up with you every single day. If you're striving to please anyone, I hope that person is you, my love, because you deserve to please you in every moment of every day. Let's just take a huge exhale. I know this episode may have brought things to your awareness that can feel quite heavy, so please just take some time to be or journal on anything that's resonated with you. So to summarize, in this episode, I spoke about the connection between people-pleasing, perfectionist tendencies with your relationship with your body, how striving for the perfect body is a response to external expectation, and how being on this hamster wheel takes you away from the truth of who you are and what you value. In my upcoming one-to-one service called Hungry for More, this is something we'll be able to work through together. There'll be more info about that very soon. In the next episode, I'll be speaking about how external validation isn't a bad thing, but is it keeping you locked into people-pleasing behaviours? And I will also talk about how you can validate yourself. I'd love to know what your takeaways were from this episode. Let me know. If anything I've talked about today resonated with you, come hang out with me on Instagram. I love a juicy DM, or you can email me. All the details are in the show notes. All right, my love, until next time. Thank you so much for listening, my love. I hope this episode has given you the permission slip you need to release what's holding you back from taking up space and showing up in your life as your fully expressed, unapologetic self. If you enjoyed today's episode, I'd love to know what your takeaways were. So drop me a DM on Instagram and let's get into some juicy conversation. Please share with a friend so we can empower more women of color to choose themselves and their desires. Until next time.